Talk about Sunday afternoon. Here we go. Biscuit Miller in the mix from Chicago. Biscuit's got a following around Montgomery from the years he's played here. And if you had never been here, check it out, CapitalOysterBar.com. Come on down here, and when you get here, be sure you're hungry.
It's amazing how quickly things change. Now it seems like my kids take care of me more than I do of them. I know they worry, but I want them to know they don't have to do it alone and that Kindred can help.
Kindred nurses and therapists help manage conditions like heart failure, COPD, and diabetes. For questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED and a registered nurse can walk you through care options that best fit your needs. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Since 1989, Signs2Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs2Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs2Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply. Offering 40 color options, 8 traditional metal roofing profiles, and 5 stamped metal profiles. See what your project would look like at proofmyroof.com.
Rich Thomas weather!
Hi, everybody. We have a great November weekend underway. For tonight, mostly clear skies, not quite as cool. The overnight low temperature drops to the lower 40s. Then for tomorrow, look for plenty of sunshine. Should be a great day. Upper 60s tomorrow. And nice weather continues Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. A little cool, but not bad. 66 Monday, 64 Tuesday, 63 on the big travel day Wednesday. And a good Thanksgiving forecast with lots of sunshine mixed in with just a few clouds. Morning low 42, afternoon high 63. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Their service is as sunny as the forecast, and their fee-free checking accounts can chase away the clouds. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC. The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the second hour of Clearing the Air on News Talk 93.1 WACV. My name is Terry Adams. I'm an egomaniac, admittedly an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. And my co-host tonight is, as always, the postman, man who's been had an encounter as a child and has been looking into this stuff a way a lot longer than I have. I've only been awake about 10 years. We were talking, and we have some really good conversations off mic about what's going to happen when all of the truth finally comes out. People who have never intaked any of this stuff that we've been trying to tell you. People who just dismiss this as crazy conspiracy internet talk, people are going to be jumping off buildings. They're going to be sticking guns in their mouths. It's not going to be a pretty scene. Because when this all comes out and you realize what's really going on, you people are going to freak out, which is why we've been trying to give this to you in edible chunks at a time. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Gerald Smith told me that. It's very important. We're trying to get you to eat this elephant. Just listen to us and take what you can take while you can take it, please.
That's a long meal.
It is. It's going to be a big meal. But I tell you, you better get used to that taste because you're going to be overwhelmed with it if you're not.
And also, once we find out what's going on, once we find out all the details on what's going on, most of these small idiosyncrasies, we have we have about each other and about the human race as a whole, or about a different race of people, it's going to go out the window. Trust me. The ones that are that come to grip with the truth are going to love the human race after that.
That's what Ronald Reagan said in front of the UN.
Yes.
He said, and I'm paraphrasing here, I often wonder how quickly our differences would disappear were we confronted with the threat not of this world. But I say to you, is that threat not already here?
That's on there too.
Yeah. The synchronicity thing is bizarre, but I'm telling you, we're being directed from a powerful force is leading and guiding this program. There's no doubt about that. Listen, last Thursday, and thank you, Jason, for sending me this, there was another huge rumble. This one was down around the Mobile area. It registered on the University of South Alabama seismograph around 2:15 Thursday. Nobody knows what it was. Loud boom and a bunch of earth-shattering stuff going on down there. Makes you wonder what's happening. I think that the dimension where the spiritual battle's taking place is starting to spill over.
Yeah, that and you got to realize, too, that there are several different species that are living here on the planet. Living here on the planet. Some of them living on the surface, some of them living below the surface.
So have they brought their war down here with them? Is that what the problem is?
Well, the actual war have been ongoing, for millennia.
Yeah.
And, you can read the Mahabharata, the actual Hindu text and the Indian text. Mm-hmm. It talked about battles that were being fought over the actual countryside. And the two factions that were fighting was the Draco and the Naga.
Is the same, talking about the Vermana, the port you get flying carpets from and all that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And they actually used, nuclear weapons, back in those days. I can't help it. I'm gonna have to give it an excerpt, from the
Give it a try. Go ahead.
Okay.
Throw it out there and see how it feels.
Here we go.
All right.
There's a movie, a full-length feature film that's coming out, and the movie is called Above Majestic. And if you want to actually Google it, look at the promo. The promo is about an hour and 20 minutes long, but they're all small excerpts, throughout the actual on the internet. But when I saw this, some of what they were talking about, I got goosebumps, because these are things I've been talking about on the program for the longest. And it seems like some things are about to get started.
Believe that.
And in the promo, this is something I've said several times, that most of the major events that would that's going to start taking place within the first 3 months of 2019 through
you've said that,
2021. Yep. And those exact dates, what I mentioned, is on that promo, Terry.
Wow. I think you're onto something there. And something that I told you that I haven't told the audience, that I'm about to tell the audience, is Dabu7, who is one of the best YouTubers out there, in my opinion. He's broken a lot of stories. He broke one that a friend of his that works in Mexico texted him or called him, emailed him, whatever, contacted him and told him that he was out in his car in the middle of nowhere in Mexico when he like guys do, he felt the urge to urinate. So, as we have been known to do, he pulled over on the side of the road, and he noticed something. There was a short field, I don't know, maybe 30, 40 yards, and there was a tree line. He noticed something in the tree line, so he climbed over the fence, and he walked, and he said there was row after row after row of tanks, you know, military vehicles with big red stars on the turrets.
That's Chinese.
Uh-huh. That's what he's thinking. And anyway, he turned around, ran back, got in his car, and left, and let Dabo know immediately. So, you know, I believe it's in the Bible, or maybe it's in the Book of Enoch, where it talks about America will be taken over by people who don't even speak our language.
And, I mean, that was George Washington's third vision.
Yeah. So is that what's about to happen?
They would come from all four corners.
I think that's about to happen.
Come from all four corners of the earth. It was in David Wilkerson's vision that guy gave him in 1973.
Yeah, the prophetic vision of David Wilkerson.
It was in Dimitri Duderman, the Romanian preacher that came to the United States. One that was tortured in prison, and
yes.
And he was visited by an angel. And the angel, comforted him, and told him, you know, what he would do after, you know, he got out. And the angel had already told him he was going to survive.
Yeah.
And the thing was. And he said the same thing. The angel gave him that vision also. The same vision that our first president had, the same vision that David Wilkerson had in 1973. Dimitri Duderman had the same vision in 1984.
So this is going to happen.
Most likely.
Wow. Well, you know, the Bible says it's going to happen. Guess what? It's going to happen. No doubt about it. The only thing we can control is the timing of it. I don't know. There's so much crazy stuff happening. Speaking of that, thank you, Ray, if you're listening, listener who sent me a link to this. Daniel Best is a pharmaceutical executive from Bay Village who was tasked to lead the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services in an effort to lower prescription drug prices. Well, they found him dead in Washington, D.C. Thursday, and they've ruled it a suicide. They found him unresponsive at the rear door of an apartment building. Around the Navy Yard neighborhood, around 5:25 a.m., was pronounced dead by medical personnel who responded. Now, the chief medical examiner said he died from multiple blunt force injuries and ruled his death a suicide.
Did he fall down the stairs or something?
Who knows?
Or,
I guess maybe he beat himself to death, you know?
Or one of the trees came sentient and just, you know, hit him on the head.
You never know. You never know. Isn't that crazy? Been more suicides, it seems like. They get more and more every year. Golly, I don't know where to go next. There's so much stuff to talk about. The David Wilkerson stuff, I'm fascinated by that. There's some really good stuff there. There's been a lot of very good prophetic visions. Wilkerson he's been pretty good so far. Let me see, need to know. We all know what's been happening down in Florida, Broward County, the 83,000 additional ballots, yada, 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 yada. What I want to know is how did this woman, why has she still got her job? And that's what really scares me. It seems like only the American patriots, we're the only ones keeping up with everything, where the cheating is happening. But listen, back in 2008, something happened in this country that's only happened three times before then. There was a secret meeting of both houses. Everything was off the record. Nobody is yet been allowed to talk about what they talked about. We don't know. But we know within 9 months of that secret meeting of both houses of our Congress, representatives, whatever you want to put it, what are we up to now? I think it's 200 leading law enforcement officials in this country resigned or retired. So what did they talk about? I believe they talked about the intentional destruction of America. I believe they were told what the plan was, what the narrative called for, what the timing was going to be, how they were going to bring down the economy, bring this down, that down. They've had trouble doing it because I think they've underestimated the resolve of the Americans. Greg Budell has said that before. Any other country would have been dead long before now. But we're different. Because we've had a taste of freedom, and we want it again. We're no longer free. Look at all the laws, what we're restricted to do. We're no longer free, but we want it, And that's right now, that's got to be enough. Got to hit a break, late for a break. I've talked too much. We'll be back in 3 short minutes. Y'all come back with us.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Are you hosting the holidays at your house this year? Need some money to deck the halls? Then it's time you make a call to Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. It's never too early to start preparing for the holidays. We understand the holiday season can be stressful, but what if I told you it doesn't have to be? We at Alabama Home Mortgage are here to lighten Santa's load. With one call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you can unwrap the gift of refinance. By refinance your home, you can get the money you need to make those home improvements you've been dreaming of. You can be the hostess with the mostest. Don't put Christmas on a credit card this year. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
In a world full of extreme fitness trends, it can seem like being healthy is an all-or-nothing commitment. But being healthier is easy, even fun. The YMCA of Greater Montgomery has locations all over the River Region. East Montgomery on Pelzer Avenue, Cleveland Avenue, the Southeast Y on Carter Hill Road, the Downtown YMCA, Wetumpka, the new James W. Wilson Jr. Y near Park Crossing, Camp Grandview in Millbrook, the Greenville Y, the Kershaw YMCA with its big slides, and the Bell Road YMCA with year-round swimming activities and the Good Times Water Park next door. The Y works in our community to give everyone an opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive. Your local YMCA is open before the sun comes up and stays open after work so that you can get your healthy me time in, no matter your schedule. The focus is on youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. Check out your neighborhood YMCA today and put some wow in your summer. Visit one of the Greater Montgomery YMCAs anytime or on the web at ymcamontgomery.org.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I want to read you something that I wrote about a little incident I had. You know, last Monday I was in Wetumpka to do some stuff for the little short Maine woman. I stopped at Walmart to pick up some fasteners because I'm building a Christmas cross for this year. As I usually do, I like to go down the electronics aisle, check out what's on clearance. Now, Walmart's idea of clearance and Terry's idea of clearance are two totally different things, because to me, when you say something is on clearance, it should be at least half price. That's not how they do things at the World of Wally. But I digress. As I went past the gaming section, I saw a VR, virtual reality, motocross game. Now, it was one of those put your smartphone in a headset things, but it had a mini handlebar with a throttle on it, which is, I thought, was pretty cool. So in my mind, immediately I start thinking, how could I adapt this to a real-size motocross bike and make a simulator? Now, I have a Suzuki RMZ450 rolling frame without a motor, with all the controls still mounted and tires and all that, wheels. So it's possible that I could adapt an electronic scooter's variable voltage throttle so it would work like a real bike. You know, I could mount the bike. I'm thinking all this stuff. I could mount the bike on a gimbal with springs controlling fore and aft and leaning. And this game was advertised to have realistic feedback, which I'm guessing means it rumbles or trembles in your hands when you virtually hit whoop-de-doos or jumps or something. But I'm thinking I could adapt the sensors to the bike. As far as the actual attack angle of the bike, the game uses motions utilized by the player's involvement through the sensors built into the controller. So after, you know, I'm thinking how to adapt all this stuff. Well, had all these thoughts running through my head as I read the description on the box. It was less than $30, so I bought it. So I get home, I unbox it, and actually, believe it or not, read the instructions. Now, three AAA batteries and a micro Phillips head screwdriver later, I'm excited as I anticipate playing my very first VR game. I've never played one. And it's a motocross game to boot. So, as things seem to go for me these days, it was not to be. For reasons I cannot fathom, the made-in-China device failed to connect with my phone. Now, this ain't my first Bluetooth rodeo, and I know how to link devices, but this one just wouldn't link. Excuse me. So Thursday night, after doing my feral cat feeding duties, I'm in the cat program, but don't tell anybody, I decided to just take the thing back to the local Wally World here on the Hotlanta Highway and get another one. So it's around 8 o'clock, and it's very cold, but I really wanted to do this game thing, so I'm, after building it up so much in my mind, so it's not that crowded at Wally World, so I walk up to the customer service in front of the 20 or so checkout lanes that are never open. And there are these three girls laughing and discussing what I gleaned from their conversation had been some kind of foul odor somewhere in the back, deep in the bowels of the evil ship Wally World. But one of those four clerks were actually working behind the counter, helping a young girl return what to me looked like baby clothes. Apparently, I remember thinking, I must have forgotten to turn off my invisibility cloak because the three wall bots continued amusing one another as the lone functioning wall bot continued to go through the baby clothes with the other customer. Well, I was sitting there considering my options when the lone working bot said, where is Rodney, whoever that is? As she said it, she gave me a quick glance that let me know that she saw me and she acknowledged that I was there and was waiting. And the other ones, the other wall bots told her that Rodney was on break. Okay. So I stood there for a little bit and waited. Went what seemed like 10 minutes, which in reality was probably more like a minute. And as I'm wont to do, I turned around and left. You know, no one tried to stop me. No one asked if I needed help, much less let me know that I'd be receiving assistance soon. Apparently, as soon as Rodney returned from his break. But nothing, not a word. It's the epitome of we don't care. And I got to thinking, you know, Walmart is the perfect example of what is fundamentally wrong with America. Too many people want an honest week's pay for a dishonest day's work. No one has any initiative. Nobody wants to take the lead. And I got to tell you, it's truly sad to watch this country go down the tubes like this. And I would imagine that Sam Walton is spinning over in his grave when he sees what the kids have done with his baby. And ironically, as you probably know, he started Walmart because a Kmart came into his small little town in Arkansas and essentially shut him down. Now his creation and the bots that are employed there, I wasn't about to say work there, they're doing the exact same thing to the mom and pop stores all over America. And we have allowed this to happen, folks. The Waltons are evidently in with the powers that shouldn't be. You know, they have deep underground vaults for them to go when it hits the fan. So they're in on this, too. But, you know, I hate Walmart, and Postman and I were talking about this, but Walmart has everything you need. And it's right there for you to go get anytime you want it. And they have at least one or two of everything you need. And it's cheap, and it's there. And they're always open. It's just not fair. On so many levels, it's wrong. But I'm sure that's just me. But I digress. Let's get on to some other stuff here. California, five Republican candidates are losing their leads from election results that were posted last week, including U.S. Representative Dana Rohrabacher. The race was called in the district in favor of Democrat challenger Harley Ruda. California takes a long time to count its ballots because of new laws supposedly aimed at including more voters. The laws include accepting mail-in ballots within 3 days of the election, following up with voters over mismatched signatures, and the state allows voters to register on election day, which takes more time to be processed. Now, I think I heard on another program on this very network that there is but one lone Republican remaining up in the northern regions of this country. So it seems to me the northern states are embracing the demon craps in their socialist agenda. And I think we're at a point in time where we need to classify politicians as either globalists or constitutionalists. Or we could break that down also as believers or Satanists. But not in that order. It should be the other way around. Satanists or believers. It's kind of where we are now, folks. There's been another journalist, Saudi journalist, that's been tortured to death. The Saudis claim that he was behind the Twitter account Cash Cool, which revealed rights violations committed by the Saudi government and the royal family. Sources reported that moles inside Twitter identified this journalist as the account's administrator. Now, sources say the moles are part of the Saudi cyber army. Last year, the Crown Prince began a crackdown on corruption, As you probably remember, we talked about it on here, and arrested prominent members of the royal family, government, and big business, detaining them at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. The anti-corruption campaign has netted more than $106 billion in financial settlements, and 56 people remain in custody. Now, the previous murder of the journalist Khashoggi got a large media response because it happened in another country, Turkey, and it was turned into an international scandal. Now, my take on that was, I think Debbie and I talked about this, knowing who Salman had arrested and what they were involved in, mainly 9/11, along with the Bushes and the various U.S. intel agencies who were under control of the deep state, and knowing that Khashoggi was privy to the innermost workings of the Saudi intelligence agencies, I find it, and I hate to say this, but I find it almost appropriate that his life came to as abrupt halt, just like the Twin Towers and all the people in them did on the day of 9/11. And I don't say that lightly. But, hey, you want to mess with the gorillas. Sometimes when you get in a cage, you're going to step in poop. It's kind of how it works. Okay, Broward County Supervisor of Elections Brenda Snipes, who has a documented history of vote fraud, claims she's found more than 80,000 ballots that favor Democrats. Yada, yada, yada. I'm sick of hearing all this. Let me tell you about her. Now, she was appointed in 2003 by Jeb Bush. And the weird thing is, the girl she replaced was named Miriam Oliphant. And she was removed from that position because of exactly what Snipes is doing. When they removed her, of course, they didn't fire her. She got transferred. She became a counselor in the school system down there. Her starting salary was $46,000 annually. This was back, well, 03, when Jeb was governor. Within a year, she was making just below triple digits. Well, when people in Florida found out about that, they demanded to know how in the world she doubled her salary in under a year. And they were told by someone in the school board, one of the administrators of the school board told them that, well, that salary is commensurate with her experience because she had 27 years experience in the court system there. So I'm going to suggest to you that she, just like Snipes, is working for the Democrats. This is all being facilitated by powers that shouldn't be in D.C., and they're there to do exactly what we've caught them doing. Exactly. This is a takeover from the inside out, folks. This is a coup using the very things that our founding fathers set up for us to use for freedom. They're using it to take away our freedoms. I mean, come on. An Avis employee found a rental car full of boxes of ballots. And when they go back and see who rented it, it was rented by Noah Holloman, a registered Democrat who works for the Broward Supervisor of Elections. That would be the aforementioned, you know who I'm talking about, her. By the way, she's from Alabama. Do you know that? She's from Talladega. She graduated from Talladega High School. Oh, yeah. Brenda Snipes. The woman needs to be fired.
You see why Gillum conceded?
Finally, yeah.
Yeah.
He's an open socialist. Is that where we are now? I just cannot believe that the majority of Americans can go along with this. And I don't believe they have. I think these election numbers are being stolen, manipulated, hacked, ever how you want to put it. Our country is being taken over, and we're allowing it to happen. Got to hit a break. This is Clearing the Air. Postman's with me tonight. I am Terry.
It's nighttime at Airport Trailer, and there's a search on Where is Pipsqueak?
I say, where's that little rock Pipsqueak? Oh, there you are. Where you been, boy? I've been traveling around the world. I've even visited Galactic and Wakowie. I say, we've missed you, boy.
Like we missed the swine flu.
Yeah, well, I'm moving back here. There's no place like Airport Trailer. There's no place like home.
Utility trailers, equipment trailers, dump trailers, gooseneck trailers, and CM truck beds. For new trailers, repairs, or tune-ups, it's Airport Trailer. Call 288-5785. Make your trailer come to life at Airport Trailer.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The giving season is here. Give yourself and the ones that you love the gift of beauty from William Mason Salon, the only Aveda concept salon in Prattville since 2008. Stop in, relax, and put your hair in the hands of one of their talented professionals. Soothing manicures, pedicures, or full body massage, and botanically based Aveda facials. Continue to pamper yourself at home with Aveda lifestyle products. Available at William Mason Salon, a different salon, an upscale salon, spa, the finest products, and a place that is your kind of place without the upscale price. William Mason takes pride in the advanced education of their stylists, manicurists, and massage therapists. Give the gift of beauty and relaxation this holiday season. Their full line of Aveda products are boxed and ready for gift giving. Gift certificates are also available. William Mason Salon, an Aveda concept salon in the Prattville Town Center. Call 285-7200 for an appointment or visit on the web at williammasonsalon.com.
Has your big box pharmacy recently closed and you're looking for a new pharmacy? Have you been forced to move your prescriptions to a large pharmacy that's not very convenient? Adams Drugs has been serving customers in the River Region for over 56 years and invites you to come into any one of our 12 convenient locations and experience the Adams Drugs difference. We started on Adams Avenue across from St. Margaret's Hospital in 1962 and take pride in our excellent customer service and community support. You or one of your family members may have even played on one of the youth sports teams we supported in the past. We accept most all insurance cards, offer delivery service, prescription compounding, specialized packaging services, and are locally owned and operated. Ask us about putting your prescriptions on automatic refill and getting them delivered right to your door. We want you to enjoy doing business with Adams Drugs, and you can rest assured our doors will never close. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Adams Drugs. You can find us at the intersection of prompt and personal.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas from Metro Fitness. Now, why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Metro Fitness has over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost, including yoga, spinning, dance, boxing. They have a functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, and a lot more, all for no extra cost. There's even an indoor track, which I use a lot, and a computerized strength system. And it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. Metro Fitness.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a great November weekend underway. For tonight, mostly clear skies, not quite as cool. The overnight low temperature drops to the lower 40s. Then for tomorrow, look for plenty of sunshine. Should be a great day. Upper 60s tomorrow. And nice weather continues Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. A little cool, but not bad. 66 Monday, 64 Tuesday, 63 on the big travel day Wednesday. And a good Thanksgiving forecast with lots of sunshine mixed in with just a few clouds. Morning low 42, afternoon high 63. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. New Hampshire, a judge has ordered the authorities may examine recordings by an Amazon Echo owned by Timothy Verrill of Dover, who's accused of first-degree murder of two women. Now, new devices like Echo and Google Home may record background conversations in addition to listening for keywords. Prosecutors believe that the recordings captured the attack on one of the victims and could be found in the server and maintained by Amazon. And information from the Echo would also include any cell phones that were paired with it. Amazon is insisting on a warrant before handing over private recordings. Listen, folks, you are totally, undeniably, without a doubt, no question about it, make no mistake, nutty as a fruitcake if you have one of these Alexa things in your home. It records everything you say. It keeps up with all the requests you make of it, as well as any conversations you have with others in your home. If you have one, you've not only allowed a government microphone into your home, you have paid your hard-earned money to have the rat and frassin' thing there. The guys at the NSA must be loving this. They got to be loving this. Get rid of it. Sell it. Re-gift it. Do something. Get rid of it, folks. Why would you do this? This is crazy. I don't understand. I don't understand. I really don't.
Me either. There's no way. No way I'll have one of those in my house.
Good God, no. Now, brother-in-law has one. One of the Alexa things. I don't get that.
A 4K television is bad enough.
Oh, yeah. Have you heard the stories about the televisions having cameras in them?
Yeah, some of them do, yes. Yes, yeah. Some of them does.
You know, I've been wanting to, I just don't really have, you know, $1,000 burning a hole in my pocket to go take one and rip it apart to look for a camera, but I've heard that definitely there's cameras there, but I don't know. I don't know.
And the technology is such, I mean, they probably don't need a camera. It just works both ways as a monitor and a receiver.
And so in other words, if you did spend $1,000 and you bought a smartphone or smart TV and took it apart, you probably wouldn't recognize the camera for what it is.
No, you probably wouldn't. It probably accepts the signal digital. And probably it's a converter on the inside of it. It's not an actual quote unquote camera eye.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah,
it receives it as you know, pixels or digitally, and then it'll take it and convert it.
Gotcha.
And then send it to whoever wants a picture of or whatever, you know.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Tijuana, Mexico. The first wave of migrants, about 500 men, arrived at the U.S. border at San Diego, and many climbed the border fence and taunted Border Patrol officers. Now, a few days earlier, a group of about 85 migrants from the LGBT community arrived in Tijuana, accompanied by U.S. lawyers who were paying their expenses. This is unbelievable. Filmmaker Amy Horowitz went to Mexico and reported that more than 90% of the caravan migrants are men seeking jobs and welfare, despite mainstream media lies that the caravans are filled with women and children who are trying to escape extreme violence in their own country. The journey is costing millions of dollars in food, water, transportation, medicine, and services, and the Mexican police are shown escorting the migrants in supply trucks. Pueblo Sin Fronteras is working to erase borders and U.S. sovereignty and is hostile towards the U.S. The United Nations is also assisting the migrants, as I told you last week. Ms. Horowitz concludes that the migrants are being used by leftist organizations to weaken American sovereignty and border security. Absolutely they are. This is a takeover, folks. This is a takeover of our country. It's a silent coup. And what kills me is we haven't heard a whole lot from our president about this. We've heard very little, if anything, from our president about this. That concerns me. What's going on here? You know, is Trump doing anything? I don't know that he is, and it scares me. What have they got on the man? And when I think about what have they got on the man, and I tell you what comes to mind. The Lolita Express. His name was on that register. He was on the Lolita Express a couple of three times. He's been to the island. Jeffrey, whatever his name is, his island. That scares me. You know, Trump has a history, so who knows what's there?
I mean, I don't know this for sure, and but I've heard through some of the insiders say that he could possibly resign in 2019.
He's by himself, you know. There's nobody there. He's in so deep over his head, he hasn't got one chance in a trillion to drain the swamp because he's surrounded by traitors. He's so outnumbered, I just don't see it happening.
Well, something on a grand scale will have to take place, you know, for him to deem it promising, you know, for him to actually, you know, finish out his term and run again.
And live.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, we don't know what's going on.
That's true.
He may be, who knows, all this may be a ruse on his part, which is good.
He's good at that.
Yeah. And the thing is, he could be happy, as a friend of mine say, from back in the country, he could be as happy as a log in a hayfield eating seeds. You know what I'm saying? And
well said.
He could be fine, yes.
Well, you know, now that the Democrats have the House, immediately they're going to try to impeach him. That's coming. And what really concerns me is you cannot count on the Republicans to help Trump, I'm saying. You can count on them to help the Democrats. Because think about all of them that didn't want him as president, all of them that turned on him immediately. Now that he's kind of revived the country or supposedly got the stock market going, yada, 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 you know, got the economy up and going, Now they seem to be at his side, which is what happens when you're successful. Suddenly you got all more friends you know what to do with. But once they start, the Democrats start going after him, they're going to bail on him because they never wanted to be there with him to begin with. That's the way I see it. So I don't trust any of them. R, D behind their name, doesn't matter. You've either got patriots or you've got globalists. You can't be both. Because in order for the New World Order to succeed, the sovereignty of this country has to be eroded.
It has to go.
And they're doing it right as we speak.
It has to fall and deteriorate, you know, completely. And it has to be, well, according to what the Luciferians say, or the deep staters, or whatever you want to call them, it has to be burned, and a new America or a new country or a new world order has to rise out of the ashes. And mm-hmm. it's they call it the Phoenix.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Well, this is the last thing I'm going to read about the thing in Broward County, but a biker for Trump had this sense to walk over to the trash bin outside the Broward County Elections Office and find the broken seals that had been attached to the 13 election ballot boxes that were brought under the non-watchful eye of the aforementioned Brenda Snipes. Again, what we should be concerned about, that shouldn't surprise you that they're stealing the election. We knew they were going to, you know, desperate times call for desperate measures. All of this, they're all about to be uncovered for what they really are, and they're going to do anything to stop that. Just the fact that our own government is not looking into this, is not trying to stop it, doesn't seem to care about it, that is what should concern you. Because I'm telling you, we're being railroaded, folks.
Wouldn't that be on a state level, though?
It would be, but when you're talking about is that a federal election? In a way, yeah, you're electing a senator. That is a federal election, is it not?
Well,
depends on how you look at it, I guess.
Yeah, because
it's a barren question.
Because they actually come from the states. I mean, think about it.
Yeah,
the representatives. That
you're right. It's more of a barren question. I don't know. I run across this. I found this very interesting. This was on a Jim Stone's website. This was during the hearing of on the Russia investigation. This was back last year, actually June 8th, 2017. I listened to the whole thing. This is Jim Comey's statement at the two hour 50 minute mark. This is what he said, word for word. I've had a lot of conversations with humans over the years. Why would you say that? Why would you say I've had a lot of conversations with humans over the years? Now, I'm going to read you what this commentator said. Excuse me. Comey had a major, and I do mean major, Freudian slip on testifying. What he said probably made David Icke's skin crawl. Comey spoke in a way that implied humans were a species separate from whatever he is. Now, many people noticed this and ran with the topic. Did he accidentally let the truth out about a master species that our human race is subservient to? A master species that runs the shadow government? Whatever you think about this, it made my skin crawl and asked the question, what if? Here's the whole thing. McCain. Yeah, but I think it would be intense. It would intensely arouse my curiosity if the president of the U.S. said, we had that thing, you know. I'd like to know what the hell that thing is, particularly if I'm the director of the FBI. Comey. Yeah, I get that, Senator. Honestly, I'll tell you what. This is speculation, but what I concluded at the time is, in his memory, he was searching back to our encounter at the dinner and was preparing himself to say, I offered loyalty to you, talking about Trump. You promised loyalty to me. And all of a sudden, his memory showed him that did not happen, and I think he pulled up short. That's just a guess, but I've had a lot of conversations with humans over the years. Huh. What did he mean by that? That's the equivalent of a lot of conversations with dogs over the years, a lot of conversations with birds, a lot of conversations with horses. Not other people, but are simply people. But he said the word human. That's creepy.
Yes, he didn't say animal. He said human.
So what's up with that?
Well, I mean, if you believe and if you've heard and you understood and you believe what William Tompkins said, and he was in the secret space program, you know, from day one. As a matter of fact, he was recruited to actually design vessels, you know, for the for the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines.
That's right.
You know,
that's
space.
Right.
And he said it out of his own mouth, you know, before he died, one of his last interviews. As a matter of fact, I think that he died in August, or he was, they say he was done away with, in other words, and then some say he died, some say he was done away with, mm-hmm. and others said he left the planet.
Wow.
But he said that about a month before he, before his demise, he said it on a blog. He was being interviewed. As a matter of fact, there's Jordan Sather did the last interview, you know, with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked like he's in high school, doesn't he? Have you seen him? Seen
no.
Jordan Sather? He's really young.
Wow.
And he said that Congress, the Senate,
mm-hmm.
CIA, the executive branch, legislative branch, and the judicial branch, I mean, all of them have hybrids in it.
Wow. So they pretty much have taken, they're in everything.
Yes.
Wow. In the control structure, anyway, that man has set up, which is exactly where you would want to be if you're wanting to take over a planet or a species. It makes sense. All right, we're late for break. Got to hit a break. 3-minuter. We'll be back. We'll get back into this when we get.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
I'm Rick Peters. My wife Jennifer and I have just finished the process of having our kitchen updated by Eddie Basham at Custom Cabinet Renovations.
We love it. The kitchen cabinets look painted perfectly. The custom wine cabinet looks like it's always been there. The soft closed doors and drawers, along with the pullouts for storage, really make me feel like we have an upscale, modern kitchen.
The crew at Custom Cabinet Renovations were dependable, friendly, and professional. They completed the job in 5 days, estimated from the beginning, and went out of their way to make sure they cleaned up behind themselves.
We've been in our house for 11 years. With the kitchen upgraded by Custom Cabinet Renovations, I almost feel like we've gotten a new home. This kitchen is beautiful. It turned out even better than I imagined.
Jennifer and I couldn't be happier with the job Custom Cabinet Renovations did in our kitchen. I'd recommend them to anyone who'd like to upgrade their kitchen. Give Eddie a call, 799-9873, to set up a time for him to give you ideas to update your kitchen. Or look them up on Facebook, Custom Cabinet Renovations, 799-9873.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
And they're blowing them up with nukes.
Hey, welcome back to the program. You know, a demon crap, imagine that. California lawmaker has said that, he's submitting legislation to get rid of all our semi-automatic weapons. Now, typically these people are stupid to the point they don't understand the difference in automatic and semi-automatic. But this guy wants to be, it doesn't matter to him, he wants to ban all weapons. He also called for many nukes to be used against people who don't go along with the agenda of taking the guns. Now, I don't know how you feel about guns. I don't know how you feel about gun deaths and all that stuff. But let me tell you something. The Founding Fathers put the Second Amendment in there. All it does is it verifies that we have the inalienable rights given us by God to protect ourselves. That's what this is all about. It's protecting ourselves, not against a foreign enemy, but about a government that has turned tyrannical. That's what the Second Amendment is about. And believe me, if they get rid of the guns, folks, it's over. Game over. It's over. America's gone. We have to do everything we can to prevent that from happening, in my opinion.
Yes, even to the point of conflict.
You know, and I keep reading more and more about revolution. Here it comes, here it comes, here it comes. I don't know. What scares me is, like I said earlier, President Trump has fallen silent about the illegal alien caravans now that the election's over. And there is no manifestation of his latest broken campaign promise to end birthright citizenship for illegals by executive order. The new caravans are lining up for asylum entry to America. New videos are circulating showing them taunting Border Patrol, but there's no sign whatsoever of American troops. Illegal immigration and illegal crossings are now numerically worse than ever under President Trump because of his failure to secure America's borders and fully enforce existing immigration laws, as he promised during his campaign speeches. In fact, Trump's endorsement of GOP leadership-backed amnesty bills in Congress, the Good Late Bill, H.R. 4760, and his admission of earlier caravan members into the U.S. has encouraged, inspired, and facilitated this new historic level of invasion. This scares me, folks. It scares me because Trump's not doing what he said he's going to do. We've got to do something. This is an invasion of this country. I don't understand how people don't get that. I don't know. I don't get it. Go ahead.
I mean, you ask yourself the question. I mean, is this the final straw? Will the border be the point of contention that actually initiates the breaking point of this of the mentality of the people living here in the United States? As a matter of fact, what I'm talking about is will that be the final straw? To actually start that revolution, are you just talking about?
You know, it may be. We got to do something. Something's got to give here because this country, this is not the country that I grew up in. It's not the country. To be honest with you, I'm glad now for once I don't have kids. I really am. And I never thought I'd say that, but I'm glad that I don't have kids right now. Because this is bad. It's only going to get worse. You know, that's the truly tragic part. It's only going to get worse.
Yeah, we were saying that, you know, five, 10 years ago. And it did. It got worse, didn't it?
Yes, it did. See, you were saying that. I wasn't. I didn't know up until 2009 is when I woke up. But I've seen it go down so much since then, and I've learned so much since then that it's, you know, the dots are starting to connect. And it's a scary place to be because human beings, our natural tendency is we like order. We like things the way we like them. We're all different in that regard. You know, I have a certain sequence of events that I go through, and that's my safe place. That's my comfort zone. When I get up in the morning, you know, there's certain things I do in the order I do them in, and it becomes, it's like a groove that you get in. Well, the problem with the groove is the longer you stay in that groove, before long it'll become a rut. And it's hard to get out of. What we really should be doing, in my opinion, as humans, is challenging ourselves to change things. Like you were talking about earlier, if you just change the way you do this or this or this, and you ate better ingredients, you quit eating anything in a package or a sack or a bag, how much better you would feel if you changed the toothpaste that you use. If you went and you got some of the Tom's Natural that doesn't have fluoride, the change you would feel. I think we need to start getting used to change because there's change that's coming that we're going to be forced to
deal
with.
It's going to force you into it.
Right.
You're going to be glad to get a handful of baking soda and brush your teeth with it. You're going to be glad to get a handful of baking soda to actually put it in your water to take a bath with.
Yes.
And those days are coming, folks.
You know, and that's one of the scary things about the remote viewing is, you know, he had them, or they were asked to view the time in the future, and I think the furthest they could go was 2020, or was it 2025? I forget. But they saw mass devastation. But the thing is, there was no Red Cross. There was nobody there helping. Nothing. It was just devastation in this country. And I think we both know that's coming. The Bible talks about it. It's coming. It's We Are Babylon. The fall's coming. It's going to happen in one day.
Yes. He was talking about the monetary side of it. Yes, it will happen within a span of an hour. Of course, we can see how fast the stock market can be sold off.
And that's the thing, and I mentioned this last year. If you're watching the stock market and basing that on when the economy's going to fall, you're making a big mistake, because they're going to artificially prop it up until the last minute.
Yeah, because if you see the small stock market falling, that meant the economy is already gone. Yes,
right, it's too late.
It's already gone.
Yep. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
But a good indication is the credit markets. Once the credit market goes, you know, that's the real hard indicator that the economy's gone completely. Yeah. When you can't get anything on credit.
Yeah, exactly. And I listened to a podcast today. This guy is head, and I forget the name of his little company, but there's been, seems like he said, 6 events in the last 20 or 30 years. His company has successfully predicted all of them. Now he's chosen his number 7 event, and that is the crash of the American economy. He said, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. That because of how much money we owe, our unreal deficit, it's coming, and there's no stopping it. It's just, when is it going to happen? He thinks it's going to happen in the next 2 years.
And I don't believe it's $21 trillion.
I don't know.
You know where I believe it is?
What?
I think it's in the quadrillions.
Probably. I don't even know what the number is. I don't know what the word for that number that much is above trillion. Is it quadrillion? Is that?
Yeah. Then you go to quad, sep, oct. You know, those.
Those numbers.
Those numbers, yes.
Mm-hmm. Based on 10.
Right.
Oh, well, before we hit this top of the hour break and before we answer calls, thank you. David, you called me last week and you called me the week before asking me about a radio site that we can put our podcast or our show on. This morning I went back through last week's podcast to listen to the show and I could not find your call. Would you please call and tell me once again, and I promise you, if you'll tell me the name of that site, I will do it while we're on the air, and I'll let Postman talk while I do it, because I can't do two things at once. I can't do that and talk. So if you'll just please call and give me the name of that site one more time, I'll do it now. That way I won't forget, because I got to tell you, my mind, it's numbed by what's going on. And there's... Have you noticed an increase in dust? Have you noticed dust in your house everywhere, or extra dust?
Oh yes. I mean...
It's unreal.
I tell you, if you want to see some real dust, wait till it turns dark and get one of those high-powered flashlights.
Oh, my God.
What's floating around? Yes. What's floating around in the beam. It's incredible.
What goes up must come down.
Yes.
You know, I had an argument.